Makara, you have to sing. Are you ready to sing? You can sing. All right. Now relax, relax. You sing when I'm done. I can't make you sing right after you come. All right. So last week what did we talk about? I'm preaching from, sharing from the art of leadership. You see, when you take Bishop's book and you share from it, it's like you are very powerful, but meanwhile, koto, kauto. Bishop says it's kauto, not koto. I know nothing. I know nothing. I only share what has been written for me. It's very easy. I'm just reading and sharing it, isn't it? It's good to have fathers. It's nice. Beautiful. So, what did we share last week? Books. But what are the title? Micah, were you here last week? You should remember. The younger one should remember. If you don't give me the title, I'm not moving on. Yep. Yes. You got it now. Amen. So how many of you are spending, or how many of us are spending time and money to get a book? I don't know what is happening to Makaria's stomach, but I'm seeing changes. Makaria, you have to explain what is happening to your stomach, because the last time I looked at it, I thought maybe you ate too much, but today it's still the same. She's been eating a lot. Okay, okay. Okay, we'll leave it like that. But anybody can ask her that what's going on, because me, I don't understand the whole thing. So spend any amount of money and time, isn't it? On books. So how many of us are spending time and money on books? We're trying. Have you acquired any books since you have? It's beautiful. Amen. So let's read. There's no excuse if you are in this church and you don't read. Remember we said that the person who does not read, I don't think we got that point. The person who does not read. Yes, the person who does not, has the books, does not read, is the same as the person who cannot read. The difference is the reading. So if you can read and you don't read, or you can not read, it's the same. Amen. So let's read. There's so many books. Rich supply of books which will help us about almost any topic. Loyalty, just loyalty. Art of following. Art of shepherding. How to pray. I think the prayer series we're teaching on, sharing, is really helping, isn't it? I was telling Lady Pastor that it's almost like there's a prayer revolution in the church. Amen. We must continue to pray. Amen. It must not be a one-day wonder, nine-day wonder, isn't it? It must continue to be effective. I always say that the blessing in whatever we do lies in the continuation, not the starting. As for starting, people can start. Everybody can start. Yeah. My wife is always laughing at me that I start things that I don't finish. She says a lot. But one of these, I'll finish all of them. Don't worry, the boys will finish. So when I'm going to start something, you say, hey, please don't start. Amen. So today, let's talk about another topic. We didn't finish that chapter, but I think we can all go back and read it. Let's talk about choose hard and difficult things instead of nice and easy things. That's a topic. Wow. It's a chapter. It's chapter 15 in the old Art of Leadership. Choose hard and difficult things. Instead of, it's going to be very short, 15 minutes, I'll finish preaching. Difficult, choose hard and difficult things instead of nice and easy things. How many of you like nice and easy things? Please, we are in church, let's all be truthful. How many people like nice and easy things? Me too. We always, it's natural, very natural, to like nice and easy things. But tonight we are being told that we should choose hard and difficult things. Hard and difficult things instead of nice and easy things. You know, when you take shortcuts, you always end up paying for it. I like being, not that I like, I'm quite handy. When I have time, I like to do everything myself. I like to try and fix my car. I like to do work in the house, construction work, the floors. I do everything. There are some things I don't like doing, but I end up doing it. Plumbing, and I'm always doing projects. It keeps me going. You know? And sometimes when you are, or when I'm buying equipment to do the work. I have a lot of tools, plenty. Sometimes I even forget which one I have and which one I don't have. Then I'll go and buy it again. Then I realize, oh, this one had it before. And when I go to the store, usually look for lower prices, and then I buy them. But I realize that sometimes the tools that I use frequently, they break down. A lady pastor will always say, just buy a good one and then you have it forever. But I've learned. Okay. So now when I go to the store, I buy something that may be a little more expensive, but I know if I think of it this way, I'm doing it myself anyway. I'm not paying somebody to do it. So why don't I get the best tool? Amen. So the easy way out brings failure. Amen. Now, it is quite interesting to note that even Jesus, recently Bishop was talking about Jesus, preaching about Jesus at, I think, Paris, right? Toulouse, and he was talking about how Jesus went through, that's what the Bible says, isn't it? He faced all the temptations that we face, yet without sin, and he was barely elaborating on it. And it was very, very, very quite severe. But it is interesting to note that even Jesus went through things that were difficult. And he felt it. Jesus himself felt it. John chapter 12 and 27. Look at it. As he faced his crucifixion. Look at what he said. John 12:27. It says, now is my soul troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. Then he says, but for this cause came I into this hour. For this cause. To die. To be crucified. So there was no way out for him. He had to submit himself to the pain of suffering because it was something that had to be done. You see, we cannot run away from things that have to be done. You know, there are some things, I mean, you cannot be an engineer without going to school. You cannot be something that you want to be without being trained to be it. Period. There's no shortcut. Remember when Prophet Kakra stood here and he talked about suffering? He said, as for suffering, you will suffer. The different, yeah, the difference is you choose when to suffer. And the, yes. Yeah. I tell you. I remember when I was in when I was in secondary school. Secondary school is what's the equivalent in America here? High school. Okay. But we would go to a boarding institution. You stay there. And you have people from rich family. I mean, my family was just average. You know, my dad took very good care of every one of us, encouraged us, you know, chose professions for us. My dad said, you be a doctor. I had no idea. He said, you be a doctor. I said, okay, all right, dad, I'll do it. And that's how I became a physician. Yeah. And he would sit down sometimes and teach us. I remember all of teachers. He gave every one of us that opportunity. To be, I forgot even what I was going to tell you a story. Yes, the rich people's children. Oh yeah, they come to school full of themselves. They have fun whilst we are learning. You know, entertainment Saturday nights were entertainment nights. You see them dancing and happy in the assembly hall. I've been jamming. Usually they would go to like midnight and then stop because everybody had to go to bed. They're always learning. I mean, playing. And then we will be learning. And it's like, yeah, it's like you are suffering. Yeah? They'll bring their father's cars and do senseless. I mean, how do you bring a car to campus? All right? And then you screech. You know screeching?
Yeah.
You open all the four doors. And then you drive fast, stop, and then spin so that the doors will close. Then the whole come. Yeah. Brother Kwame, you seen some before? Yeah. But today, where are they? Yeah, they can't even buy a car. You see. So as for suffering, you will suffer. But you decide when to suffer. And I think I'll add to that the earlier, the better.
Yeah.
Pay the price now.
Yeah.
Pay the price now. You can't run away from it.
Yeah.
Do you see? And some of the prices, you see that as you grow older, the interest rate on the price goes up.
Yeah.
Do you understand by what I say interest rate? Yeah, something that maybe will cost you $100 now, okay? By the time you get further, it would have cost you even more. Huh? Me and Lady Pastor finally, actually it's my fault, we just decided that we'll file for our citizenship. I never really wanted, no, don't clap. It's we've been here for how many years? 20 years. More than that, because our oldest son is 21, and we were here quite a few years before he was even born. You know, but I feel if I'm an American, when I'm going to Ghana, I have to go and get a visa, and I know they have dual citizenship cards and things now, but I didn't really feel the edge. You know, I don't know, maybe it should cost $100. Go and look at the price now. For one person, it's almost close to $800 for one person. So I didn't pay the price then. You know, Lady Pastor was always in there, and at some point, I like just procrastinating. Then I'll do it. But finally, even Apostle Joel used to talk to me. Oh, Gilbert, put the thing. I said, okay, Reverend Apostle, I'll do it. But now I'm paying twice what I could have saved on, isn't it? Yeah. So It is quite human for us to always choose the easy way out. Yeah, that is why there are more unbelievers than believers. Do you know that? Yeah. You know, the young ones, our second service, we call it extreme valor. It used to be first love, isn't it? But since the denomination thing was changed, we've tried to maintain a youth kind of service. So we changed it to make it fit QFC, Extreme Ballon. But sometimes I tell them, maybe individually, I think I've said it even from the pulpit before, that one of the reasons why a lot of people can't stand this church, okay, because we are a very plain church. That is how our father in ministry has brought us. I mean, you can't be here and I won't talk about fornication.
No.
I will tell you, don't fornicate. Michael, have I said it before? Yeah. David, have I said it before? And don't fornicate. Tell Michael, don't fornicate. And Michael, tell him also that you too don't fornicate. Yeah, we will tell you. We will preach what is right. And what is right is hard.
Wow.
And difficult. And I'm telling you, for that, I mean, I don't know about the being church, but this is one of the reasons why people can't be in a church.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, you sit down, you say, this place will be very hard to stay. And we are not changing. We are not changing. We are not changing. Bishop preaches the same way. I mean, it's even wilder. Because he would describe sometimes, he would describe things in a way that may look offensive to you. You see? And that is another thing that, Pastor Kobe, you and I have to learn. Do you understand? It's not everything that Bishop says that you also come and stand there and just say it. Yeah. It comes with a level of authority and a level of, you know, we can say some of them. Do you see? But we can't say everything. You say some of those and people will just leave your church. Yeah. Recently, Apostle Joel was making a comment about what Bishop preaches even now. I mean, a lot of things, the way he preaches is now, even in the church, because also the kind of people he's dealing with, youth, you may not be able to preach the same thing to adults, you see. So the reason is because it's hard and it is difficult. And we are telling you to do the hard and difficult. That is why people will not be comfortable. People would rather be comfortable with a church that you know, we come and then we don't say anything, and it's as though things are okay, everything else is okay. We close our eyes to everything. No, we will not do that. Yeah, somebody was telling me about a church that he had used to attend. I mean, they can even, during announcement, okay, they can break down and talk about the cost of beer. Do you know beer? Ask your neighbor, do you know beer? I mean, drink alcohol. Yeah. In the announcement, they are announcing, oh, you know, at the last party, we spent so much on 300 or 200 cartons of beer. This, I mean, how can beer be an announcement and something that you account for from behind the pulpit? Yeah, the men's fellowship will learn how to brew their own beer so that they'll save on the cost of beer. Yeah. No, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. Do you see? Yeah. You can't be doing the right thing and to be easy. The right things are usually difficult. Very difficult. A few days or so ago, I don't remember exactly when, I was telling Lady Pat, we're trying to do something, and I told her that no matter what we do, it's going to be difficult.
Wow.
Yeah. Money is not on trees just you go and pluck. Even when you get a prophetic message that you shall be rich. In fact, that is when even the battle begins. That is even when the battle begins. All right. So I'm saying that is why there are more unbelievers than believers.
Wow.
And the Bible shows actually, Matthew 7, verse Verse 13. Matthew 7:13. Look at it. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go thereat. Yeah, that's why there are more unbelievers. Because the road to destruction, the road to hell is broad. Hey! Who would not like to, you know, naturally go on a road that is broad? Rather than a road that you know, where I come from, when you are driving. Yes. In fact, sometimes you have to stop your car and stop the car and go and make sure that the planks or whatever it is on the distance, yeah, can go. Yeah. People like that roads that are wide, not ones that are narrow. Look at verse 14. Because straight is a gate, and narrow is a way which leadeth unto life. And few, look at verse 13. The other one was many, isn't it? But this one, it says few, and few there be that find it. Michael, yeah. Easy. People will cheat on exams, get certificates that they don't qualify for. And then they'll get a job. And they can't do it. And if it's here, you'll be fired. Because you prove your inefficiency. And guess what? Once you are fired, your resume is finished. Because any regular, normal, sensible place that you work, I do a lot of interviews. You always want to find out where they came from. Even if they don't disclose, you would try and find out, where did he work at? Yeah. I tell you, and even sometimes people who work with us and leave us, and then they are called. I mean, you are called sometimes. Recently, I was called by a hospital, a director somewhere, wanted to find out some information about something. I couldn't answer. At the point, I told him, you know, this is all I can tell you. Bye-bye. Because I didn't want to stay even on anymore. Because from then on, what I'm going to say will not be good. Yeah. Even as a pastor, sometimes you get references. People call you, and sometimes they even do it without telling you. So you get a call. Oh, are you Reverend Fletcher? I say, yeah. Said so and so said that, you know, they go to your church. You know, that's the only time I say, oh Lord, forgive me for the sin that I'm about to sin. Look at that. You're making your pastor sin. Oh, she's a very nice sister. He's a very nice brother. Very powerful. Good shepherd. Oh! Good follow-up person. Very dynamic. Diligent. Plays an instrument. Meanwhile, you've not hit the keyboard even once. Not even once. Oh. If I stretch your hand and pray for me for mercy. Say, Lord, have mercy on this man. Yeah. I'm taking bullets for you. Your slate is clean and I'm lying for you. Yeah, because how do I tell you, you know, tell me he's a busy, very lazy person, doesn't do anything. Doesn't do anything in the church. Doesn't go for any meeting. How do I say it? Oh. Yeah. Do you see? So you have to pay the price now. Pay it now. And be free. Amen. So, quickly, what are some of the difficult things that we can do? All right? Some of the difficult things, because we are saying choose hard and difficult things. Number one, Have a daily quiet time. Have a daily quiet time. Have a daily quiet time. A quiet time is time spent with God. How many of you have missed quiet times before? Please, let's not lie. We all have missed. I have missed quiet time. Isn't it? Because it's difficult. How many of you have missed eating? I mean, Paulina, bring your hand down. You've forgotten to eat. I mean, you are there the whole day and say, I've forgotten to eat. Enoch, your wife says you can forget to eat. I think he was not happy because you were not here. That's all. That she forgets to eat. It's not normal. I'm talking about normal. Yeah, it's not normal. I'm talking about normal. Do you understand? Normally, you don't forget. Oh, I forgot to. Oh, yeah. It's been 3 days. I didn't eat. I know because when they say let's fast. How many of you know that the church fast? We go into a fast in January. It's coming. We go to a 3 week fast. Well, we fast and pray every year at the beginning. We fast and pray. You mark it and see. When we declare the fast, when Bishop declare, you see how many people cannot fast with every excuse. I'm taking aspirin. I can't fast. I have peptic ulcer. I can't fast. Yeah. And then even when they tell us what to break the fast with, week by week, you see argument about, it's a vegetable fast. Then now people are redefining vegetables. Roots are becoming vegetables. Yes. Corn dough. So people, yeah, corn dough is kenke. It's amazing. So we never forget food. Because, do you know why we don't forget? Because it's nice and easy. Yeah. How many of you know that food is nice and easy? Oh, man. It's nice. Food is nice. Yeah. There's nobody here who doesn't like food. The only difference between you and somebody is maybe the quantity. Yeah. You know, but everybody likes food. I don't eat much, but I enjoy a nice meal. Yes, I really enjoy a nice meal. But daily quiet time is difficult. To stop watching TV. To stop watching your favorite movie. To stop. It's hard. Michael, what do you think? Yeah. But from now on, we must make ourselves do it. Yeah. At this my age, I make myself listen to messages. Yeah, I can't be that. I haven't listened to a message and a day or two is passing. I make myself do it. I intentionally put it on. And I always, of course, now you have it so much easier access because of the phones, isn't it? Play something and listen. So spending a daily quiet time. During your quiet time, you speak to God, and God speaks to you, isn't it? And it's a time, special time with God. Amen. Then, number two, read the Bible every day. Not every other day. Not once a week. Not once a month. Read the Bible every day. Read the Bible every day. Can I share with you my secret? One of the ways that I enjoy reading the Bible the most is through books. Yes. That's me. I don't know about. I think Lady Pastor, she can just take the Bible and start reading from Genesis and read to the end and then start all over again. But for me, it is books, Makaria. When I read a book, okay, the scriptures in the book lead me to read. So when I'm reading, let's say, what we just read, okay, John 12, 27, I open it. And I enjoy reading around it. So I want to look at the context. I want to, yes, before and what is around the verse. And if you have a good Bible, you see that it leads you to even more. Thompson Chain. One of the best Bibles, the Dix. It's amazing. If I realize that you can't even preach from the Dix. Wow. There's so many points. Yeah, one scripture, one Greek word, it will lead you to so many. And now the Dix is there's an e-copy. You click on it, you see that the verses just expand. It's amazing. So you see that one scripture will lead you to many, 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 many more. That's how I enjoy reading the Bible. But of course, sometimes I read a book. I mean, I take a book. One of my favorite books is 2 Peter. I'll read it. And just enjoy it. Amen. So read your Bible. Then, of course, pray. Pray for hours every day. That one is a very hard one. I tell you, I'm not able to achieve it much. I pray, but the goal is to pray several hours a day. Our rule is that a shepherd must pray at least 1 hour a day, isn't it?
Yes.
Praying tongues for 1 hour a day. I believe that the church is getting better and better with prayer. And we'll be praying more. Number four, difficult, hard thing to do, is to fast regularly. Brother Kwame, do you like that one? You must fast regularly. Yeah. I think it's something that would introduce more next year into with the cell groups. Yeah, we should. Yeah. But you see, as you grow, you see that even though you, let me not say that. It's okay. It's fine. Yeah. All I want to say is that young people must really, really, really fast more. Seriously. Fast with your youthful energy. Michael, you should be able to fast 3 days. Huh? David, would you like to try one of these days? Maybe. You should. You should fast. When you fast overnight, you see that you can't sleep. Esther, is it not true? You can't sleep. It's like you'll be tossing throughout the night. It's an experience. You should do it. Do it before you get older. Yeah? And don't forget that fasting without prayer is starvation. It's not just denying yourself of food, but you are praying. And I believe that God will. David, you should fast and pray about your future wife. What do you think? And Micah? Wow. One of these is set aside one whole day. You get me? You start this morning, you finish the following morning. 24 hours. And just say, Lord, I'm praying for my future wife. Give me a nice wife. A beautiful wife. Yes. Spiritual wife. One that obeys the word. Very nice. Homely wife. Who knows how to cook like my mother. Yes. Auntie Evelyn, is it not a good topic? Yes. Amen. Number five, learn things that are new to you. You must learn. It's hard. It is difficult, but you must learn. Learn new things. Don't just be happy with old things. Learn new things. This afternoon, I've been at the conference the whole day, and apparently, 2 weeks ago, I was not around, but my boss had sent an email to the senior management that, and in that was like 6 questions. And the questions demanded like a semi-essay for each question. And in the question, she's asking us to evaluate ourselves. I think it's a good thing. Yeah. Like, what have you achieved this year? Do you think that you have improved? And then you write a narrative to show how it applies to you. Yeah. So as I was writing, first when I saw that, I got scared because I've not done that before. But as I started writing, I prayed. I said, Lord, help me. So I took my laptop, my computer, and I started doing it. But as I was doing it, I realized I've learned so much this year. Yeah. Without just following instructions. So I said, I learned this. You must learn. You must learn. Every one of us must have a desire to learn. Don't just be around. Have a desire to learn. Learn to. You see, when you look at the fathers, but this is one of my commonest prayers. Lord, give me the impartation of the fathers. I just pray. Look at Bishop Dag. I mean, there are so many, open your eyes. There are so many great things about this man. Do you see? That you would want to learn. You can't be around a great person and not learn something. You must learn. Michael, are you understanding? Yeah, you must learn. Now, in fact, let me stop. It's okay. Let's go. Number 6, difficult thing to do. We did this last week. Educate yourselves constantly by reading books. Educate yourselves constantly by reading books. Read books. Read books, read books, read books. And the last one, the last difficult thing that we must learn to do is obey whatever God tells you to do. Obey whatever God tells you to do. Yeah? If you want to move forward, you have to learn to obey what God tells you to do. Very, very important. And God many times may tell us to do difficult things. Difficult. Do you know that God? Yeah, forgiveness. Forgiveness is difficult though. Hey! I don't know about you, but maybe you are more spiritual than I am. It's not always easy. You have to make yourself forgive. Yes. You have to. I've realized that one of the things that I've been blessed with, or some of the things that I've been really blessed with, is always linked to me letting go something. Yeah. Always. Always. Even in the secular. Yeah. You have to learn to let go. Amen. Let's stand to our feet as we close. I'm going to spend, it's time. Just 2 minutes. I said I was doing 15 minutes.